Good morning. I'm Will Robinson with Life 103.1, and it's my pleasure today to be talking with Wesley Schultz, Associate Conductor with the North Carolina Symphony. Wesley, thanks for taking time to talk with us today.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Wesley, tomorrow evening at Lee Auditorium in Southern Pines, the North Carolina Symphony, under your direction, will present the Holiday Pops concert filled with seasonal classics. Tell us about it.
Well, this is a concert we look forward to every year. This is a performance we take around the state so we can help spread holiday cheer to all corners of North Carolina. So what you can expect to hear on this concert is a lot of classics like White Christmas and the Christmas Song, otherwise known as Chestnuts Roasting Over an Open Fire. We always engage the audience. We have a great sing-along at the end, which is a brand new arrangement this year. It's really peppy, super fun. And we've got lots of pieces that that's great for the whole family. So kids will enjoy Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and more. So this is really a concert that we hope everyone of all ages can enjoy.
You mentioned about the songs by Mel Torme and Irving Berlin, but I understand there's also going to be a special arrangement titled Christmas at the Movies. What a great
that's
gift.
Right.
What a great gift from the symphony to people of our state.
You know, what went into picking those pieces is thinking a lot about tradition. So I know for a lot of families, whether it's gift giving or it's going to a certain place on a certain day or visiting a certain family member. And also sometimes it's sitting around and watching your favorite Christmas movies. And so a lot of that music has become rather iconic and representative of this time of year. And so, yeah, we're going to play a suite that encompasses a number of people's most beloved Christmas films.
Well, one of the things, Wesley, I always experience when I go to a symphony concert is there's always a little surprise. And so I was wondering, do you have any surprise that you're going to be willing to share with us today?
Well, it wouldn't be a surprise then if I said anything. But I think what you can expect is just to enjoy yourself and not take yourself too seriously at this program. I try to keep it very lighthearted. I always banter from the podium with the audience. But this is a time of year to gather around friends and family. And so what I try to imbue the program with is great music by the symphony, with a smile on your face. So that is certainly something you can come to expect from the concert.
Well, I imagine as the conductor, you probably had a little hand in selecting the music. So do you have any personal favorites from this night of holiday music?
Yeah, I did. I was able to program the whole program. And so there is a little bit of me in it, in that, for example, we're doing this beautiful overture for the opera Hansel and Gretel. But it's just, to me, some of the most beautiful music of this time period. And that's one of the things I like about the holidays, is just the excitement of it. And there's also kind of like the snowstorm we're having, that it's a storm, but you get this real beauty in the snow on the trees. And so this music is luxurious to the ear, so to speak. But then we have some really, peppy and upbeat pieces. I think the opener that will start the concert is filled with carols, but orchestrated in such a brilliant way that the musicians really get to shine and be highlighted. And so I'm really excited to feature them in that way.
Well, this sounds like a great way to get into the spirit of the season and an event that really can be enjoyed by the entire family.
That's right. We put something on for everyone. So as you mentioned, the Irving Berlin and Mel Torme, these are songs that probably resonate with a lot of folks, parents and grandparents. These songs, you know, are from 50, 60 years ago. But then we have, you know, the music from the films. Some of these are recent films. And so, you know, young people will certainly recognize those and get into it. So I think there's a little something for everyone.
Wesley, before we go, we want to make sure that people know how to get tickets for the Symphony's Holiday Pops concert.
Absolutely. I think the easiest way is always going to our website, NorthCarolinaSymphony.org, and there you'll be linked to the appropriate place to make your purchase. But you are also welcome to call our box office during business hours, and that number is 919-733-2750.
Okay. Wesley, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today, and also thank you for preparing this special night of holiday music.
Absolutely. This is our pleasure, and we really look forward to sharing the holiday spirit with everyone in Southern Pines.
That's great. Wesley Schultz is the associate conductor with the North Carolina Symphony and will be leading the symphony tomorrow evening at Lee Auditorium in Southern Pines. It will be a celebration of holiday music for the whole family, and you may even want to make this concert an early Christmas present for some of your special friends. The concert begins at 8 p.m., so make plans to go appreciate some great music and support your North Carolina Symphony. And we're getting ready to send some lucky caller to the Holiday Pops concert tomorrow evening. All you have to do to win a pair of tickets is to be the third caller at 919-775-1031 or toll-free 877-778-1031.
Life 103.1, WLHC-FM.